So we had a major yesod in today's daf. A yesod that's not only negeya, beya daf gimel, and a little bit of daf dalet, although it's very negeya, beya daf gimel, and beya daf dalet, but this is really a yesod that's negeya ganshas. And that is, a davar sheyesh le matirin. If you have something that's asr, it's 100% asr. However, it's not going to be asr forever. There's going to be a time where it's going to be mutter. The halacha is that, number one, it's not batal b'roif. Even if you have a taruvah, you have 1,000 times had to connect the iser, it doesn't matter. The halacha is no batal b'roif. Not just that. If I have a davar sheyesh le matirin that's asr midrabana, and now I have a suffix, whether I have that davar that's awesome in the Rabbanon, although ordinarily sveik the Rabbanon is lakula, but if it's a davar sheyesh matirim, you're not going to have the halacha of sveik the Rabbanon lakula. So two very important carve-outs as it relates to klolei hashas. Ordinarily, if you have a taruvah of isav heter, if you have roiv heter, shishim, 100, 200, at some point, the heter knocks out the iser. Davar sheyesh matirim, that halacha doesn't apply. Sveik the Rabbanon, it's always lakula. If it's a davar sheyesh matirim, that halacha doesn't apply. And the question is why? So Rashi on Daf Gimel Amid Beis, it's Dibra Maskel, Afilu Be'elef Loi Batel Says Pshat. Rashi says, number one, the whole idea of davar sheyesh matirim is a din derabban. Midai Raisa, davar sheyesh matirim is batel. The whole idea that a davar sheyesh matirim is not batel is a din derabban. And Rashi says, why did the Rabbanon impose this chumrah? Rashi says, quote, because hoyo v'yeshloi matirin la'achas man. Because being that this thing will be mutter la'achas man, lo yachlenu be'isser al yedei bitl. There's no reason for you to go ahead now and eat it be'isser. Because acha toichlenu be'isser, toichlenu be'heter. Why shouldn't you eat it be'isser if you could eat it be'heter? You're going to eat it? Just wait until tomorrow. Then it's going to be mutter. Meaning, no one's questioning the power of bitl b'roif. We know it works. But at the same time, it's a b'di'evet. So why would you eat this be'ish and all the b'yantif on yantif if you could eat it after yantif? Tomorrow you're also going to want to eat eggs. So eat it tomorrow instead of eating it today. Why should you eat it be'isser if you could eat it be'heter? You have a sveik of the rabbanon. Sveik of the rabbanon, you're right. You can go l'kula. You have every gerech to assume the kula and be makel by a sveik of the rabbanon. But tomorrow it's going to be mutter without going l'kula. So why get involved in a sveik d'rabbanon if you don't have to? So Rashi says, davar sheyesh lematirim is a fundamental principle in halacha, and that is, why be soymich on a b'di'evet if you could do a l'katchila? So you're right, bitl b'roiv works. And bitl b'roiv works l'katchila, meaning it works. But at the same time, the rabbanon felt that it was reasonable and plausible to make a chumrah and say that if you could do a b'heter, don't rely on bitl b'roiv. Sveikid Rabbanon Lakula, of course there's such a concept as Sveikid Rabbanon Lakula. But at the same time, why get involved in a Sveikid Rabbanon Lakula if it's not something that you absolutely have to do? The Mechaber in Hilchas Mila, this is in Simit Reish Samechvav, it's Siv Kotenches, is discussing a child that was born Bein Hashmashas. So anytime a child is born Bein Hashmashas, it becomes a big Shaila as it relates to Bris Mila. So Bein Hashmashas is time of Safik Yom, Safik Laila, big machloikis Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaonim, when exactly Bein Hashmashas is, which is where this gets exciting. But the point is Bein Hashmashas is twilight, where in halacha it's a Safik Yom, or if it's a Safik Laila. If a baby is born Bein Hashmashas, so the halacha is you always push it off another day. So when 8 days comes from the day, you don't do the Bris Mila, because you're concerned, maybe when the baby was born, it wasn't day, it was really night. So you wait, you count 8 days from the night. And the reason is because Mila is supposed to be on the 8th day. But if you do it on the 9th day, you did the mitzvah. If you do it on the 7th day, you didn't do the mitzvah. So when we're gonna err on the side of caution, what we need to do is we always push ahead. So if you have a baby that was born, Suffolk, was it born on Monday? Was it born on Tuesday? So the bris isn't gonna be on Monday, it's gonna be on Tuesday. You're always gonna push ahead. Because if you do it earlier day, that's a problem. If you do it later day, so you weren't Mekayim mitzvah Mila Bezmanai, but at the same time you were Mekayim Mila Shaloi Bezmanai, and it's for that reason that's something that you're always going to do. Another halacha the Shulchan Aruch says is that if you have a baby that was born Bein Hashmashas, Safik Yom, Safik Laila, so again, we said, you always push ahead, you count 8 days from Laila. What if that 8th day is Shabbos? You don't do the Bris Mila. And the reason is because Mila is Doicha Shabbos, Mila Bezmanai. But Mila Shaloi Bezmanai is not Doicha Shabbos. And you have a suffix now if it's Mila Bezmanai, Mila Shaloi Bezmanai. So the halach is it's not Doicha Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'chein Einu Doicha Yantif. The same is true on Yontif. If the eighth day from Laila of Ben Ashmashes is going to be Yontif, you're not going to do the Bris Mila. Because Mila Bismana is Doichi Yontif, Mila Shalai Bismana is not Doichi Yontif. And as a result, you have a Suffolk. You don't know if it's a Mila Bismana, Mila Shalai Bismana, Mila Suffolk. How are you going to be Doichi Yontif? Says the Mechaber, Vafilu Yontif Sheni Shalgalias. Even if Yontif Sheni Shalgalias is 8 days from Laila, even then you're not going to do it. Because the Halach is that if you have a Suffolk Mila, it's not Doicha Shabbos, it's not Doicha Yontif, and it's not even Doicha the second day Yontif. That's the Psak Halacha of the Mechaber. The Shach incidentally argues with the Mechaber, and the Shach says, Lefi ani es daiti, I don't agree with the Psak of the Mechaber. I agree that a Suffolk Mila Bismano is not Doicha Shabbos. I agree it's not Doicha Yontif, but I don't agree that it's not Doicha Yontif Sheni Shagolis. Yontif Sheni Shagolis is different. Over there, it's going to be Doicha. The Noi de Yehuda, in his Dago Mervava, that's the Pirish that the Noi de Yehuda wrote on the Shulchan Aruch, he asks a bomb cash on the Mechaber. He says, the Mechaber Paskin, not like the Shach, the Mechaber Paskin, that if you have a Suffolk Mila Bismana, because the baby was born Ben Ashmasha, so you don't really know what Mila Bismana is, and you always push ahead, you have to, because otherwise you may do it a day early, then you're not being Yoitz of the Mitzvah, so you push ahead. If that day is Shabbos, you don't do it. If it's Yontif, you don't do it. Even if it's Yontif Sheni, you don't do it. I understand why you don't do it on Yontif Sheni. L'chayra, it's a Svek Sveika. And based on the principle of double Suffolk, Svek Sveika, the halach is it should be okay. What's the Svek Sveika? You have a Suffolk, maybe it's Mila Bismana. Maybe Yontif Sheni is the day you're really supposed to do it. Mila Bismana is Doicha Shabbos, it's Doicha Yontif. It's certainly Doicha Yontif Sheni Shagalis. And even on the Tzad, that it's a Mila Shaloi Bismana, is Zokta Naida Yehuda, maybe today is not Yontif. Because it's only Yontif Sheni Shal Golias. And Yontif Sheni Shal Golias, it's always a Suffolk. Was yesterday Yontif, is today Yontif. So Frank, the Noi de Yehuda, Chabas Svek Sveka. I have a Suffolk that maybe it's a Mila Bismana. Mila Bismana is Doich everything. And even if it's Mila Shalai Bismana, maybe it's not Yontif. If it's not Yontif, then even Mila Shalai Bismana you can do. So the Noi de Yehuda was Matmi on the Mechaber. He doesn't understand the Psak and the Mechaber. Why is this a problem? Lechura, it's a Svek Sveka. Says the Noi de Yehuda in Dagom Ravava, and he said the same exact thing in Shailos Tshuvos, Noi de Yehuda, Eirachayim, Madura Kama, Simen Lamed. There he says it more. Barichos here in the Dagom Ravava is just a comment on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. And that is, maybe you have to say that the Mechaber held that there's no Svek Sveka when it comes to Mila. And the reason is because maybe the Mechaber held that Mila is a Dover Sheyesh Leimatir. The reason it's a Dover Sheyesh Leimatir is because I don't have to do the Bris Mila today. I could always do it tomorrow. I don't have to do it on Yontif Sheni Shel Galias. I could always push it off to the next day. So says the Noi de Yehuda Gevaldik. Just like Rav Ashi said in Be'er Daf Daled Amud Aleph, that Dover Sheyesh Leimatir is not exclusive to the laws of Bittul. But Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula does not apply by a Dover Sheyesh Leimatir. And that's why a Suffolk Be'er Shenol de Yontif, what's the halacha? It's a surah, even though it's an issa de rabbanon. Because it's a dovah sheyesh matir, you'll be able to eat it tomorrow. So the same will be true, said the Noi de Yehuda, when you have a svek sveka, even when the nis is a dairaisa. Because svek sveka by a dairaisa is like a sveka de rabbanon by a de rabbanon. It's the same thing. It's a suffix where you have a right to go lakula. So just like sveka de rabbanon, taloch is you can go lakula. But dovah sheyesh matirim, atcha teichlenu beisr. So too, Svek Sveik, you have a right to go Lekula. But why should you be Samech on a Svek Sveik? You may be Mechal Yontif. There's no reason to get involved in that. Even though you're technically allowed to, but just do it tomorrow. You'll be able to do it tomorrow anyways. And being that you're going to be able to do it tomorrow anyways, so said the Noi de Yehuda, that's Pshat in the Mechaber. Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, and the reason the Mechaber said that you can't do a Suffolk Mila even be Yontif Sheni Shal Golias, it's a Svek Sveik, it might be Mila Bismani, even if it's a Mila Shaloi Bismani, maybe it's not even Yontif, because it's a Dover Sheish HaMatirim. I don't have to do the Mila today. I could always do the Mila tomorrow. Dova sheyesh lematirim, says the Dagom Ervava in Yeridei Reish Samech Vav, and in Noi de Yehuda, Erechaim Simen Lamed, is considered Mila, Dova sheyesh lematirim, and but Dova sheyesh lematirim, you don't have the halacha of Svek Sveka. There's a tshuva, in Shailos HaTshuvos Chassam Sofer, this is in Yeridei Simen Reish Nun Beis, where the Shoyal sent a letter to the Chassam Sofer. And the letter and the shaila that he asked the Chassam Sofer was centered on this Dagom Ravava. He said he saw the Noi de Yehuda, Rabbi Cheskel Landau's Hagoyes on the Shulchan Aruch, and he saw what he suggested to say Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Mechaber holds that Mila is a Dovah Sheyesh Lematirim, and therefore you don't say Svek Sveiko when it comes to Mila. And he asked the Chassam Sofer, he says, I don't understand the Dogam Revava. How could Mila be considered a Dovah Sheyesh Lematirim? He says, number one, we know there's something called Mila Bizmanoi. Mila Bizmanoi is a big deal. It's true I could do Mila tomorrow, but if I do Mila tomorrow, it's Mila Shaloi Bizmanoi. Mila on the eighth day is more Chashav than Mila after the eighth day. How do you know? Because it's Doicha Shabbos. So you see, Mila Bizmanoi is Doicha Shabbos. It's a huge deal to be Zoicha to do Mila Bizmanoi. Mila Shaloi Bizmanoi is not the same as Mila Bizmanoi. So he said, it's a Dovah Shniyesh Lamatim. You're right, I can fulfill the mitzvah of Mila tomorrow, but Mila Bizmanoi I can't do. And then he said, besides, whatever Tizrizim Akhtim Ilo Mitzvahs, Fayashkim Avram Baboiker, we try doing the mitzvahs quickly as we possibly can. That's called Dovah Shniyesh Lamatim. I can eat the egg tomorrow. I want to do the mitzvah today. Series of Makdim of the Mitzvahs. Why is that called the Dovah Sheyesh Lematirim? And these were the questions that the Shoyl asked the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer brings the questions in abbreviated form. Elu Teichen Dvarav, he says, the Hadin Imoy Bazeh, pun intended, Bali Safik. That's what the Chassam Sofer said. I agree, Bali Safik. I agree with you with the Shoyl. To me, this Noida Behud is very, very shver. He says that Mila should be considered a Dovah Sheyesh Lematirim. Number one, Mila Bizmano is not Dovah Sheyesh Lematirim. And besides, what happened to Zrizim Akdim Lamitzvahs? What happened to Vayashkim Afram Baboykin? Now, what would the Noida Behud tell you if you asked him this question? I think, at first glance, he would probably say, it's true, Mila Bizmano you could do tomorrow, or you can't do tomorrow. And it's true, Zriz Makdim Lamitzvahs, you're going to lose out. But Lamaisa, the mitzvah you could do. Mila, you could do. The child will be gemalit. No one's violating mitzvahs Mila by not doing it tomorrow. There's milas in the mitzvah that you're going to lose out. You're going to lose out on the mila, on that mitzvah min ha-mufchur of Mila Bizman. And you're going to lose out on the mitzvah min ha-mufchur of Zriz Makdim Lamitzvah. But the mitzvah itself you could do. And being that you could do the mitzvah, so based on that, L'chur, the night of Yehuda Hell, that's enough for it to be considered a Dovah Sheyesh Lematirim. Again, a very big chiddush, like the Shoyl and the Chassam Sofer said, and like the Chassam Sofer said, I agree, Bali Safek, but at the same time, that's probably Pashup Shat in the Noi Debi Yehuda. But there's one other Ha'ara, I think, that's worth mentioning as it relates to this Noi Debi Yehuda, and that's based on another Yesod that the Noi Debi Yehuda says right here in the Tzlach, in Mesechtes Be'ed Av Gimel, and it cross-references to a whole bunch of different places in the Torah of the Noi Debi Yehuda. And that is, the Noi Debi Yehuda said a very, very big chiddush. He said, we just learned the Braisa. The Braisa said that if you have a Safik Beish and all the Beyantif, even according to the Amiram that hold Beish and all the Beyantif is Asamid Rabbanon, Peiris HaNoishrim, Mashkin Shezavu, still the Halach is, you're going to go L'chumra. Why? Because it's a Dover Sheyesh Lematir. And a Dover Sheyesh Lematirin, you don't say Sveikid Rabbanon L'kul. Additionally, we saw the Braisa said that if you have a Beish and all the Beyantif and it's mixed up with a whole bunch of different eggs, the halach is, even though usually bittel, but when it comes to Beish and all the Beyantif, because it's a Dovah Sheyesh Lematirim, I could always eat the egg tomorrow, so the halach is, there's going to be no bittel. So said the Noid Behuda, Rashi told us that why is it that a Beish and all the Beyantif is, or why is it that Dovah Sheyesh Lematirim is different? It's because Acha Teichlenu Be'isser, Teichlenu Be'heter. Why eat it Be'isser if I could eat it tomorrow Be'heter? So said the Noi Debi Yehuda, a very big svara. And that is, I think, the only time you have a svara of Dovah Sheyesh Lematirim, the only time you have a svara, why should I do Be'isser if you could do Be'heter? That's if this thing that you're going to do Be'isser now, you won't be able to do later Be'heter. You get one crack at it. So now the question is, should I do it now or should I do it tomorrow? Al Zen Nemar, why do it Be'isser if I could do it Be'heter? But if the thing you want to do Be'isser, you can do Be'isser and still do Be'heter, there's no svar of Dovah Sheyesh Lematirim that says, why are you doing it Be'isser? Do it better Be'heter. Meaning, if this is something that I can only do once, so then the question is, when should I do it? Do it in a time of Heter. Don't do it in a time of Isser. But if this is something that I could do Be'isser and do Be'heter, so what are you going to tell me? Do it Be'heter? I want to do it now also. If I can only do it once, so like make a taste to do the once Be'isser. But if this is something that I can do 50 times, so you have no right to tell me not to do it now and only do it 49 times. Dovah Sheyesh Lematirim, the Chumra of the Rabbanon, of Acha Teichlenu Be'isser Teichlenu Be'heter, was never meant to make the person lose. The whole concept was, you're not losing. It's a win-win. So you could have your cake and eat it too, literally. So why are you getting involved in this situation? Just eat it tomorrow. Why are you eating it today? But let's say I'm going to lose by waiting until tomorrow. So the Noida Yehuda said, that's not the svar of Achot Teichlanu Bisa, Teichlanu Beheter. Now you're actually making me lose something. That now there's an invoice that comes with this chumrah. The Rabbanon never said that. The Rabbanon's chumrah was that why do it Bis if you could do Beheter? Meaning you're not losing. But over here I am losing because I could do Bezer and I could do Beheter. So here was the Chiddush that the Rebbe said in our daf, in Beya daf Gimel. He said this, that the Gemara says Beya Shonal de Beyantif. Because the Dovet Shiesh Lamatim, there's no Bittles, Fekid Rabban, and you're going to go Luchumra. That's as it relates to the Achila of the Beya. Because you can only eat something once. Once you eat the egg, you can't eat the egg again. So as a result, why eat a Bez? Eat a Beya. You're not going to lose, you'll eat it tomorrow. That's not called losing, waiting until tomorrow. So just do it already tomorrow. There's no reason for you to have to do it today. Aber said, the Noid Bihud, that's Mavur in this Braisa, that Beish Nal Biyantav is not only Aser Bachila, it's also Aser Betilta. You're not allowed to carry it. It's also Mukta, Rav Nachman for sure. But the Braisa said, you're not allowed to carry it. Everybody said, you're not allowed to carry this egg. So if you're not allowed to carry this egg, carrying, said the Noid Bihud, that if it's a Suffolk, that if it's in the Taruvas, that's going to be okay. You know why? Because if I carry it today, I could still carry it tomorrow. So any anah that I may have from carrying it, I'll be able to carry it tomorrow anyways. So as a result, by telling me I can't carry it today, that actually means I'm losing out. And Dovah Shesh Matirim never intended on making you lose. What it intended on was, is that this one opportunity that you have to benefit from it tomorrow. You don't have to benefit from it today. So as it relates to achila, there you're going to have the svar of davar she'yesh l'matirim. But as it relates to tiltal, for example, then you're not going to have the svar of davar she'yesh l'matirim. Some of the other places where the Noid Yehuda said this was, in Masechtas Psachim Daf Tes Amid Beis, he said that chametz is a classic example of davar she'yesh l'matirim. But said the Noid Yehuda in Tzlach, that the only time chametz is a davar she'yesh l'matirim as it relates to achila, because achila, you don't have to eat it on Pesach, eat it after Pesach. But as relates to the Isser Hanah, if it's Hanah She'ena Shel Kiloi, Hanah, where me benefiting from it doesn't consume it, it doesn't make it go away, so then the Halach is there's no Svar of Davash Yeshel Matirim. Because again, I can have Hanah from it today, I can have Hanah from it tomorrow. Now Davash Yeshel Matirim is not just deferring, now Davash Yeshel Matirim is actually costing you something, and it's not something that you're obligated to lose. The Noid Behuda said it in a tshuva, in an unbelievable tshuva. This is in Evin Ezer, it's Madura Tinyana, it's Simen Lamed Ches. Over there he was talking about Tashmish, and there was a whole shayla of a davar she'yesh l'matirim with a meinekes, and the Noid Yehuda said there's no chumra of davar she'yesh l'matirim when it comes to tashmish. Why? Because again, tashmish is not hanah shel kiloi, and as a result, so by saying that right now there's an iser, that's a hefset, and davar she'yesh l'matirim never intended on causing anybody a hefset. But either way, this is the yesoid that the Noid Yehuda said. So here's the ha'ara. The ha'ara is, we've mentioned so many times throughout the years, and definitely in the 14th cycle of Daf Yomi, most recently in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Chof Hei, the Yesod of the Beis Halevi, where the Beis Halevi said that there's two dinim in the mitzvah of Mila. There's a mitzvah's Mila of Chaticha, where there's a Mayel, and there's a Mila, and there's a Priya, V'yikarish may be Yisrael, K'shem Shenichlas Abris, Ken Yikonis, Otayr L'chup L'masim Toivim. And then there's a second component to the mitzvah of Mila, and that's something that happens passively, that happens by literally being alive and being a malat, where a Yid is Mekayim, a mitzvah of Mila. And the Beis Halevi said this in Shail Zetshuva's Beis Halevi, Chelik Beis Simim Em Zayin. And we mentioned so many times the tshuva from Itzel Petterberger, the Pri Yitzchak, where the Pri Yitzchak wrote to the Beis Halevi Ha'oris on Chelik Beis, and it focused on this Simim, and he told them that I have a raya from David HaMelech, because David HaMelech was running away from Shaul, and he ended up in the Beis Merchitz, and he was very afraid, and then when he saw the Beis Mila, he wasn't afraid anymore. So he brings the Gemara Menachos that said, why wasn't he afraid? Because he was afraid because he thought he didn't have any mitzvahs. Then Kivin Shin Nestakel B'Mili remembered that mitzvahs. So Rav Itzel said, I understand. Well, David HaMelech forgot all the mitzvahs that he did. So he remembered that when he was 8 days old, he had a bris milah, and he forgot all the Torah that he had learned that day. He forgot all the mitzvahs that he had always done. The Torah says David HaMelech was afraid because this second didn't have any mitzvahs. Kivin Shin Nestakel B'Mili, he realized right now he has a mitzvah, and if right now he has a mitzvah, so that made him feel safe. So he told the Beis Halevi, this Gemara Menachos with David HaMelech, this seems to support your Chiddush that there's two dinim in the mitzvah of Mila. But here's the point. If there's two dinim in the mitzvah of Mila, which means Mila is not just a mitzvah that's chad pa'mi, you go do the Maisa Mila, but every second that a person is mohol, the halacha is, he is mekayim a mitzvah. So let's go back to the Yisoid of the Noida Behuda. That he said in the Dogam Ravav in Simen Reish Samech Vav. And again in Noida Behuda Erechayim Simen Lamed. And that is that the Mechaber Paskins, that if you have a Ben Ashmosh's baby and the Bris Mila falls out on Yontav Sheni Shalgalis, that Allah is you don't do the Bris Mila. And the Noida Behuda scream and he said, I don't understand why not. It's a Svek Sveka. It could be it's a Mila Bezmano. Mila Bezmano is Doicha everything. And even if it's a Mila Shaloi Bezmano, it's Yontav Sheni Shalgalis. There's always a Suffolk that maybe it's Chav. And to answer this kasha, the Noida Behuda said the Mechaber held that Mila is a Dovah Sheyesh Le Matir. Why is it a Dovah Sheyesh Le Matir? Because at the end of the day, you'll always be able to do the Bris Mila tomorrow. And the Chassam Sofer and the Tshuva said, what do you mean? Zrizim Makdim El Mitzvahs. What do you mean? You're pushing off Mila Bezmanoi. L'chayre, the kasha is even starker. Because the Noida Behuda L'shitosoi in a bunch of places dispersed throughout his Sforim. We just mentioned some of the Maram HaKoymas, there's much more. Where the Noida Behuda said this big Yisoy that the only time you say Dovah Sheyesh Le Matir is if I'm not losing anything. Achilu, I can eat today, I can eat tomorrow. So eat tomorrow. Why do you have to eat today? If Mila was a Maisa Mila, it was a mitzvah that you do Chad Pami, you just do the Maisa like any other mitzvah. So good, that's the Noida Behuda's taina. Why do the Mila today? Do it tomorrow. I reason my Mila mitzvah is good. That was the Chassam Sofer's kasha. I Mila Bezmanoi, that was the Chassam Sofer's kasha. But at the end of the day, I could do the mitzvah tomorrow, just like I did it today. But if there's a second in Mila, which says that every second that a person's mal is Mekayim a mitzvah, so what do you mean I could do it tomorrow? But I'm going to lose today. I want to be Gemala today also. That's like Hana, where tomorrow doesn't take away from today. Every second I want to have the Bris Mila. So the Maisa Mila I could do tomorrow, but being a Malik, that's not something I could do tomorrow. So Lechura, if there's a second din in Bris Mila, like the Beis HaLevi said, then if that's the case, maybe we have a little bit of Ha'ara in the Noida Behuda. But just to end, and that is, in that Simen Lamed, that Tshuva, the Rav Itzel Petterberger wrote to the Beis HaLevi, his comments that he wrote to the Beis HaLevi, he told the Beis HaLevi afterwards that I'm very suspicious about your Yesoid. It's very nice Yesoid, but I don't think it's Oiska Halten. He says, I have a few rayas that it's not Oiska Halten. One of his Maram HaKoymas that he told the Beis HaLevi to look at was, Ayin Noida B'Yehuda, Madura Tinyana, Chelik Yerideh Simen Kuf Samech Vav. And he says, if you take a look over there, it's very mashma, not like your Yesoid. So you know what it says in that Noida B'Yehuda? It's a fascinating tshuva. The Shaila was, somebody asked the following question, Noida Behuda. He said, I'm a Rav in a city, and there's a person here that had a baby, and the Bris Mila got pushed off, they have to do a Mila Shaloi Bezmanai. So he told him, it's soon going to be Pesach, and the father of the child wants to push off the Mila Shaloi Bezmanai to Erev Pesach. Why? Because Erev Pesach, all the Bechayim have to fast. So he figured, instead of making a siyum, let all the Bechayim come to his Sudas Mitzvah, and like this, he's going to push off the Mila Shaloi Bezmanoi, and that's going to be the Sudas Mitzvah, that's how everybody's going to be able to eat. So the Noida Behuda wrote back like this, Yeda, ki dover zehu maisem meguna moit. This is a disgusting suggestion, and I don't like it. And then he went, to short tshuva, and he broke down, very methodically, Noida Behuda style, why he had so many problems with it. And he starts going through. He says, number one, you're pushing off a mitzvah, like, I don't even know what the Havamin is. Number two, he said, you're assuming that if someone goes to a Bris Mila and he's a Bechar on Erev Pesach, he doesn't have to hear a Siyam. The Magen Avraham talks about it by a Mila Bezmanai, and he's not so sure about it. Certainly on a Mila Shaloi Bezmanai. So the whole premise of the question is not so clear either. He says, besides, you're going to push it off to Erev Pesach. Then you're going to have 2 days Pesach. We know a child is considered at risk the first 3 days after the Bris Mila. So you're setting up a situation where maybe you're going to end up having a problem where you're going to have to be Michal Shabbos. In this case, Michal Pesach, Michal Yotif. I don't like that. And he said, besides, Zrizim Makdim El Mitzvahs. So of course, you have to do it right away. So Bitzel told the Beis HaLevi, now you had 17 reasons, I'm exaggerating, not to do it. But he never told him, of course you do it now, because you're going to lose out every single day that the baby didn't have a Bris Mila. So he said, I Noida Behuda Madura Tinyana Yeridea Kuf Samech Vav, and it's clear. Noida Behuda thought of he threw everything at the Shoyal, and he never told him you're going to be missing out. I don't know how much time we were dealing with, but all that time there was no Bris Mila. So he said, it's Muchach from the Noida Behuda. This is what Rabbi Tzla told the Beis HaLevi. It's Muchach from the Noida Behuda that the Noida Behuda didn't hold it as Yesoid. He never held that there's two dinim in Mila. There's one mitzvah's Mila. It's the Maisa Mila. You have a one chance to do it. And the only reason to do it earlier is because there's reason Makdim in the mitzvahs. But either way, if this Cheshbin is right, again, it's just a Ha'ara. But if the Cheshbin is right, that we have the Noid Behuda and Daglam Rav and Yeridea Simon Reish Samach Vav. Who the Shitasna, you know, Buddha Rechaim Simon Lamed said that Mila is a Dovash Eshel Matirim. And we're asking from the Tzlachim Psochim Daf Tesamid Beis, which is also the Tzlachim Beis, Daf Gimel Lamed Beis, and the Noid Behuda and Evan Ezra Tinyana Simon Lamed Ches. Lachura, if Mila, if Dovash Eshel Matirim, we're it's not a stira to do it today and to do it tomorrow. Then you don't say davar sheyesh matir mila lechura. Even if I do the mila later, but at the same time, I'm still going to end up losing out because I could have had the mitzvah now and had the mitzvah later. Maybe the teretz is the Noid Yehuda himself, Yeridei Tinyana Simen Kuf Samach Vav, like Rav Itzel approved, didn't hold of this whole Kiddush. If he didn't hold of these two dinim of Bris Mila, so all it is a one-time mitzvah. So mitzvah's mila is like achila. You have one shot at doing the mitzvah. You have one shot at doing the mitzvah. You're not losing anything. It's the reason why the mitzvah is good. That's a good kasha. That's the Chassam Sofer's kasha. But you're not losing anything by pushing off the Bris Mila. Well, if you're not losing anything by pushing off the Bris Mila, al zeh nemar, Dava sheyesh le matirin, and that was the Noid Behuda's ha'ara, and maybe that's why the Shulchan Aruch held that Ben Ashmashes the Gemila is not going to be doicha even Yontav Sheni Shogalias, based on Rav Ashi and today's daf. Again, this is mamish today's daf, the lumdis and the yisoidos of Dava sheyesh le matirin.